In this bulletin, Hong Kong bans travellers from Australia, Greece to fine people over 60 who refuse to get vaccinated, and in sport, the Matildas salvage a draw against the US in their final match before January's Asian Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Hong Kong is banning travellers from Australia as it takes further steps to stop the spread of the Omicron variant. The global financial hub had already restricted entry from several southern African nations. It's now expanded that list of hotspot countries to include Australia. Anyone who's been here in the past 21 days will be refused entry to Hong Kong unless they're returning residents. National Cabinet has agreed to a suppression and not elimination strategy in dealing with the arrival of the Omicron variant in Australia. The Prime Minister has urged state and territory leaders to make considered responses on border closure decisions. International students have been angered by the decision to postpone the reopening of Australia's international borders until December 15. This Thai student, who wants to be known as Surapon, for fear of any adverse impact on his visa, has told SBS Thai the decision has cost him $1,250 in airfare and accommodation costs.
If the Australia government is worried about people coming in with Omicron, they should ask international travellers to quarantine on arrival instead of delaying the border reopening because it affects flights, accommodation and other things that we already booked for. Now I feel that I have had enough with Australia. I give up. I don't want to go there anymore.
Germany is considering making COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory after Austria decided to mandate them from February. The incoming Chancellor says they're necessary to contain a fourth wave of the pandemic. Crisis talks have been held with the leaders of Germany's 16 states, and the Chancellor says he wants Parliament to vote on the issue before the end of the year. In Greece, where 63% of the population are vaccinated, coronavirus vaccinations will be mandatory for people 60 and over, and those who refuse them will face fines. And officials in the Netherlands say the new Omicron COVID-19 variant was present in the country earlier than previously thought. It's identified the two test samples taken between the 19th and 23rd of November, which is before the variant was first reported by South Africa. Victoria's pandemic legislation is set to become law after some last-minute changes were made to the bill to secure the support of an additional MP. The Public Health and Wellbeing Amendment Bill gives the Premier and Health Minister the power to declare a pandemic and enforce restrictions. It's set to replace the state of emergency that expires on December 15. The federal government is launching an inquiry into big tech companies over the dangers to people's well-being. The Morrison government is to appoint the House of Representatives Select Committee on Social Media and Online Safety to examine practices and policies. The committee will begin hearings this month with a final report due on February 15. And in sport, the Matildas has salvaged a draw in their final match before January's Asian Cup. A brilliant challenge from Claire Wheeler, set up by Kaya Simon to snatch a late equaliser after the United States opened the scoring in the fourth minute of the match. The result closes the curtain on the Matildas' calendar year. And now today's weather. Perth, sunny and 25. Adelaide, much the same, 29. Melbourne, a possible afternoon shower or storm, 31. Hobart, afternoon showers and 28. Canberra, a few showers and a possible storm, 26. Wollongong, a shower or two, 22. Sydney, a few showers, 25. Newcastle, rain at times, 23. Brisbane, rain and showers and a possible storm, 26. Cairns, a shower or two, 33. And Darwin, a possible shower and 36 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.